Okay. So the minig is in 301 that after we dance, the leading Tom of Chachamim in the room speaks. So we're going to keep the minig going, and we're going to have Rav Shadi say a few words about making a siyum.
I was actually thinking about something very specific and Gemara Kiddushin. Gemara Kiddushin talks, amongst other things, about the chiyuvim that a father has to his son. So obviously, teach him Torah. Also obviously, not to all types of Jews in the world, to get him to have a profession. And last is to teach him how to swim.
How to swim, yeah.
Now, all these three things have something in common, and I actually want to start from the last one. Teaching the kid how to swim. Teaching the kid how to swim, is an indication that you're not always in your natural habitat. What does that mean? As I hope most people in this room are familiar with the fact that humans and fish are different. Everybody familiar with that fact? Yes. Okay, so humans and fish are different. But sometimes humans can find themselves in the sea or in a river, and they're supposed to do something about it, which means the father's obligation is to make sure that the son is able to survive even where it is not his natural habitat. That's the idea of like learning how, teaching him how to swim. Now, the same way you're supposed to, swimming means two things. A, staying, keeping your head above the water, and B, getting from one place to the other. Now, the same is true if we think about it to a lot of things in our lives. Meaning, you're supposed to keep your head above water. Let's say you went to Queens College, or to some, like, the wrong place in England. You're supposed to keep your head above water. But keeping your head above water is not going to help you unless you make a progress from one place to the other. Meaning, you can, if you just hold your head above water and that's all you're going to do, eventually you're going to drown. Because there's like there's a limit to how much energy you can use for that. Which means the energy that you use is not just to keeping your head above water, but also to making a progress. And that's the idea of all these three factors, is A, keeping your head above water. That's true about swimming. It's true about having a profession. And it's true about learning Torah. Keeping your head above water. But if you're not making any kind of progress whatsoever, keeping your head above water is not going to last. It's just not going to happen. Like, you'll think, oh, I'm making such an effort, I keep my head above water. It's not going to last. So the idea of moving from one place to the other is a very, very crucial idea, to always make a progress. Now, the idea of a siyum, whenever we make our plan as to how to move around, so I remember I once read a book about how people survive. You're in the desert. You, like, I don't know, your car broke down. You need to get from one place to the other. So one of the things you're supposed to do is you're supposed to have your stuff and you take it, you just, okay, now I'm going from where I am to that mountain. From that mountain I'll be able to have a better scope and I'll see where I make headways from there. Which means the siyum is always getting to an end and then striving to the next one. Okay, so that's like that's the connection between Gemara Kiddushin, these three halachas in Gemara Kiddushin, and the idea of a siyum. A siyum is not just a siyum. A siyum is like when you crossed the way from point A to point B. But point B is not supposed to be the last point. Point B is the last point only in one kind of scenario. Like when you're about to die. If that's not the case, then you're supposed to always have like the next point already in your head. Where am I heading? Where am I going to take it from here? So that's the idea of the siyum. And one of the things that that's a funny Sephardi thing that they say that the name of the Malach HaMavos Samael is initials. This is the funniest thing. Siyum Masechet En Lasot.
Siyum Masechet
En Lasot. Samael.
Very good.
Okay. Now it sounds like, okay, where do they come up with that? What are they trying to do? Okay. Now we know that the Satan and Malach HaMavos are the same ones. And one of the best ways to go about it is to create yeish, to create like, to freeze people. If you don't make headways, if you don't get from point A to point B, you'll never really make it anywhere. And that's one of the Yetzer Hara's biggest tools, is to not let you be able to make a siyum. Because once you don't make a siyum, like, you know, I almost, then boom, I never really got to do it, you know. Then there goes your self-esteem, there goes a lot of stuff. So you have to remember, making a siyum is always like planning a way from point A to point B. Now, we don't know how long the way is going to be. The way could be short, the way could be long, but you have to make like all these like tziyunim, all these markings as to like how do I go about it. So that's it. Shkayach to Yaakov Moshe for making a siyum.
Very good. Okay. Just before we start the other things that we do at the end of the year. So, Shkayach of Shai Shlita. There are two main makoros. Tonight we're having a massive siyum for the whole yeshiva. It's a fabulous thing the yeshiva started doing around 10 years ago. And there are two primary makoros in Chazal for making a siyum. The first is the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yod Ches Amud Beis. Amar Abaye, Tesi Li, Dechi Chazina Tzur V'Merabanan Teshali Mesechta. Tesi Li means I deserve to get some schar, that when I see a Talmud Chacham my yeshiva make a siyum, Avidna Yom Atoba L'Rabanan. I make a Yom Tov for all the Rabbanan and all the Talmidim of the... He was the Rosh Yeshiva. He'd make a Yom Tov for all the Talmidim. So it's an interesting idea. One guy finishes, and the Yom Tov is for everyone. So the idea is when you're in a yeshiva, the Mefarshim quote this. Here the Mefarshim means Gematria, the art scroll, Hebrew art scroll brackets. Quotes a beautiful idea that that in yeshiva, everyone helps everyone else do the learning. It's like one for all and all for one. So the taka, even if you didn't do the learning, your friends who encouraged you were part of it as well. So by us tonight, it's the ultimate, because I mean, you got 100 guys help, you know, encouraging each other. It's a beautiful. So mamish, this idea of making a siyum, that was a buy, and you see, and the mafarshim say, like Rav Shai explained, that the idea when you finish something is a special simcha, and you're supposed to make a party, a siyum. And the other source we learned already is the famous Ramban at the end of Mishpatim. Who made the first siyum? Nadav ben Aviyu. Well done. Nadav ben Aviyu ate and drank Bizman Matan Torah. And the Ramban is making a party for you. See, when you achieve a new level of Torah, you make a party. The Ramban quotes a whole list. And one person on the list is Shlomo. Shlomo had a nevuah. Hashem gave him a chachma and Torah. And miyad v'yavo Yerushalayim. Vayas Mishnah L'chol Avodov, and the Ramban says V'Amar Rabbi Elazar Mikan Shosi Mishnah L'Gomra Shel Torah. It's in Shir Shirim Rabbah in Perak Aleph. So that's the other source. Then when you achieve a new level of Torah, you make a siyum. And so what's the pshat? So Rav Shai gave one simple pshat: you're besimcha, and when you're besimcha, it encourages you to keep on going and to do more. I can do even more. A main part of the siyum is that I'm going to keep on going and do more. That's one idea of the siyum, to show your besimcha that you achieved a new level of Torah. It's the greatest simcha to receive the Torah eight simcha. So you achieve a new level of Torah, you show you're happy. In Olam Hazeh, you show you're happy, right? That Rabbi Nemetzal always quotes from Rabbeinu David Imsachim, that the reason why there's a mitzvah to eat on Shavuos, a special mitzvah, is so you're happy to get the Torah. People that are depressed don't enjoy a big meal. They chop a candy bar, then they get more depressed. You enjoy a good meal. It shows I'm besimcha today. I achieved a new level of Torah. So you're supposed to show your besimcha. So you had a siyum just now. So we're having beautiful bagels, lox, tuna, cream cheese, soda, and tonight cheesecake, homemade cheesecake. And tonight there'll be even more Bezat Hashem. So this is the idea of making a siyum. Siyums are big deals. One more idea, and then we'll... In Hebrew, the letters spell out like Aleph, Aleph, means to learn. Gimel is the root of Gimel, perform. Dalis, somebody poor. Learn Torah, do chesed for poor people. That's what the Gemara says. So the letters of a siyum are Samach, Yud, Vav, Mem. So the Gra noticed the following idea. So Samach, the part that you see is the Samach, that's 60. The part which you hear that's hidden is Mem Chaf, also 60. The Yud is 10, and the part that you hear that's hidden, but you don't see it, Vav Dalet, is also 10. Vav is Vav Vav, 6, 6. The part you see is 6, what you hear is 6, hidden. And Mem is Mem Mem. What you see is 40, what's hidden is also 40. It's the only four letters in the alphabet, the Gra says, the Gra points out, that what you see in the letter, the Nigla, equals Begematria, the Nister of the letter. Halal Dabarhu, that's something very... So the Gra said Wamshat, the Gra said the Pshat is that when you make a Siyum, the person who does the learning gets a lot of scar. He did the learning, the Nigla. And those that come to the Siyum, who didn't do the learning, they get the same schar. That's what the Gra says. It's not so clear why. Apparently it means they give chizuk to keep on learning, get schar for that, or because he knows the siyum is coming. So if Nemetzal likes to add on, you might get the same schar, but you don't become a Talmud Chacham. If you don't do the learning, you don't become a Talmud. That's a good one. That's what he said. He said it once at one of the siyum. You might get the schar, but you don't get the Torah knowledge. Okay, that's what the Gra says. I thought one could say something along the lines, but a different approach, but the same gemat. The nigla is the one who does the learning. The nister are those that help you and encourage you. Like you have a wonderful mother who encourages you to learn Torah, sends you to good schools. You guys are making a big siyum tonight. You have to thank the yeshiva who encouraged you, and you have to thank your parents for sending you here. This is a big deal. When you guys get married, b'zrat Hashem, and you make a siyum, the first person you think of your siyum is your wife. And she knows you're supposed to thank her. And if you don't thank her, if I taught her, then she's going to call me, so you better thank her. No, but it's a big deal. The people that, the enablers behind the scenes, they're the hidden people behind the scenes, get the same schar. It's a beautiful idea. You got it? So that's what siyums are about. We had a siyum now, Baruch Hashem. And seems to a massive seems tonight. It's a great thing in the yeshiva. Okay? Very good. I want to say over one more idea, then we have to have our hefseds here. One more idea. It's one of my new favorite vorts. I just saw this in your parsha thing. I read over at Shavuos night from your Rebbe. So you say a Birchos HaTorah before you learn. Asher Baruch Rabbanu. Then another one after before you get an Aliyah. Then right after you get the Aliyah, you make another bracha. So why do you do that? You don't make a bracha after a mitzvah normally. So if Simcha was said, Rabbi Yochanan's son, he said, someone gives you a present, you thank him. Very nice. You thank him. And then, let's say God gives you a book. So, nice book, thank you for the book. Then you read the book, whoa, this gives me advice how to get healthy, this how to deal with back pain, this isn't good advice to help me make money. This means the advice how to succeed in life. Whoa, thank you so much. What a great book you gave me. Once you read the book and you see what's in it, whoa. So Hashem gives us a Torah. We thank him for the Torah. Then we learn a little. You get an Aliyah. Whoa, thank you Hashem. Chayi olam nata b'socheinu. So that's the bracha after the Aliyah. And now I see what's in it. Chayi olam. Thank you. That's a nice, thank you. Chayi olam. So I said this last night, so you guys had a whole year of learning, 2 years. So you always thank Hashem for the learning, but once you have a year or two in yeshiva, and you've learned a lot, and you appreciate what Torah is more, then you can have a greater bracha, a greater simcha. So the siyum tonight is a siyum on the Masechta, and it's a super celebration, thanking Hashem, giving us the Chai Olam, and now we know what it is. We appreciate it much more than before. It's a nice pshat. That after the birchos, after you lane, make a bracha on chayom netzav b'sochein. Okay. There's a phrase, talk about normal. So Rav Kushman, he had a line. He called it, Torah shouldn't punctuate your life, Torah should permeate your life. It's a nice line. And that's what it means that the system works. If the Torah is the center of your life, then whatever you do, it's based on this, and there's halachas, and there's learning here, and the Torah takes over, then the system taka does work, and you have to just make sure that you let the Torah in. So we'll sing a little, and then Bezat Hashem will, yeah, we'll play a little.
I'm not a man, 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 I'm not a man,